Intelligence type with astrology case study. Roger's ascendant in Uttara Bhadrapada Pisces defines a psyche that is deeply introspective, wise, and spiritually resonant. This nakshatra lends him a quiet strength and capacity for inner endurance. His intelligence unfolds primarily through intrapersonal, existential, and emotional channels, marked by a soulful perception of reality and a desire to serve, reflect, and transform from within. With Rahu also placed in Uttara Bhadrapada, Roger's path is both mystical and unconventional, shaping a mind that explores beyond boundaries, weaving together logic and intuition in pursuit of deeper understanding. In the second house, Jupiter in Ashwini Aries brings ethical and philosophical awareness into how Roger expresses value and voice. This placement contributes strong intrapersonal intelligence, where his sense of worth and material expression are driven by purpose, belief, and bold thinking. Ashwini adds speed and pioneering ability, suggesting he learns quickly, acts decisively, and may communicate moral or spiritual truth in original ways, perhaps even through leadership or motivational guidance. Roger's fourth house is a focal point for cognitive function, hosting Venus in Mrigashira, Mercury, and Sun in Ardra, a trio that amplifies linguistic, visual spatial, and existential intelligence. Venus in Mrigashira gives Roger an artistic, emotionally curious mind. Mercury in Ardra empowers his analytical and critical faculties, making him adept at communicating subtle emotional truths, often with intellectual detachment. The Sun in Ardra brings self-awareness into his emotional world, allowing him to lead or teach others from a place of deeply integrated intellect and emotional clarity. Mars in Pushya in the fifth house adds bodily kinesthetic and emotional intelligence in creative, expressive spaces. Pushya gives a nurturing undertone to Mars's assertive nature, blending action with support. This placement equips Roger to teach, heal, or perform in ways that protect, empower, or emotionally anchor others. His learning style is experiential, and he thrives in environments where creativity and action serve a higher emotional or communal function. In the seventh house, the conjunction of Ketu and Moon in Hasta Virgo further enhances Roger's existential, naturalist, and emotional intelligence within relational dynamics. Ketu's placement here grants him instinctive discernment, subtle perception, and an inner drive to deconstruct relational patterns for truth. The Moon in Hasta deepens his emotional fluency, allowing him to support others through craft, care, or insight. Together, these placements suggest he may be drawn to transformative partnerships, counseling roles, or symbolic teachings about intimacy, healing, or co-regulation. While Saturn does not factor directly into the assessment of intelligence type, its presence in Jyeshtha, Scorpio, in the ninth house may color Roger's long-term philosophical orientation with depth, realism, and inner authority. He is likely to explore knowledge systems not just for mental stimulation, but for personal and spiritual maturity. Roger's overall intelligence signature is nuanced, with high self-awareness, emotional depth, linguistic clarity, and symbolic vision. He learns best through quiet integration, emotional connection, and philosophical exploration, often drawn to experiences that hold depth, transformation, and mystery. Whether guiding, healing, or communicating, Roger's gifts lie in his ability to speak what others feel, name what others intuit, and walk the bridge between the visible and invisible. Career based on intelligence for Roger. Roger's Pisces ascendant in Uttara Bhadrapada, accompanied by Rahu in the same nakshatra, points to a career path shaped by spiritual intelligence, emotional depth, and intuitive communication. His key intelligences, intrapersonal, existential, linguistic, emotional, and visual spatial, align him with vocations that prioritize meaning, reflection, and the translation of subtle experience into impactful insight. He thrives in roles where quiet presence, symbolic clarity, and healing-oriented expression are central. In the second house, Jupiter in Ashwini supports motivational and value-driven communication. This placement favors Roger's ability to inspire, teach, or counsel with a tone that is both direct and ethical. His voice carries momentum and belief, making him well-suited to roles in public speaking, mentorship, spiritual education, or value-based consultancy, especially in pioneering or therapeutic environments. He may be drawn to helping others reclaim self-worth through courageous thought or action. the fourth house stellium, Venus in Megashira, Mercury and Sun in Ardra, anchors his linguistic and emotional intelligence in private, nurturing domains. Roger may flourish in writing, psycho-spiritual education, grief support, or emotional processing through narrative or dialogue. Ardra's transformative depth, combined with Megashira's searching quality, makes him ideal for crafting stories or teachings that help others explore change, vulnerability, or inner questioning. His communication is likely layered, emotionally intelligent, subtly provocative, and aimed at meaningful change. Mars in Pushia in the fifth house lends him bodily kinesthetic and caregiving intelligence in expressive or creative service. This is not showy leadership, but one rooted in quiet strength and emotional reliability. Roger may find himself leading through protective guidance, therapeutic coaching, youth development, or service-oriented performance arts. Pushia lends devotion to his output. Whatever he creates likely carries resonance, nourishment, and long-term value. The seventh house Moon-Ketu conjunction in Hasta deepens his relational wisdom and emotional discernment. This combination points toward existential and emotional intelligence in one-on-one spaces. Roger could thrive as a relationship counselor, grief facilitator, spiritual companion, or archetypal guide, helping others deconstruct illusions in partnership or navigate the emotional undercurrents of personal transformation. His ability to see beyond surface interactions allows him to work at depth, often holding space for others' integration. His Sun and Mercury in Ardra further support his gift for symbolic analysis and critical emotional articulation. He may find fulfillment in professions that involve emotional strategy, expressive writing, or therapeutic language work, especially where intellectual rigor must meet emotional clarity. He is designed to bring sharp awareness to emotionally foggy or transitional spaces, a psychological translator who names the undercurrents others can't quite articulate. Jupiter in Ashwini also aligns him with fast-acting restorative work, such as breath-based healing, short-form teaching, or motivational direction. His learning is rapid, and his presence often catalyzes momentum for others. He may work well in crisis coaching, first response healing, or emergency emotional intervention, where intuitive timing and bold, compassionate direction are needed. Altogether, Roger's career intelligence is designed for depth, healing, and resonance, not through conventional routes, but through symbolic presence, quiet leadership, and emotionally intelligent expression. Whether speaking, writing, teaching, or healing, his gift is to translate the unseen into clarity, holding others through their own emotional unfolding with precision, compassion, and quiet truth.